Welcome to the Josie Show. With artists now from all over the world. You got Tina and Alice and Peanut the Squirrel. And Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Well, it's time again for the Josie Show, special edition number 9. Tonight, Josie welcomes Jack and Misty live. And now, of course, she thinks heated toilet seats are the best invention since the light bulb, because she likes her tush to be warm. Here she is, Josie Pasatino.
Intros there, Alan. They keep getting better. So hi everyone and welcome to the Josie Show special edition episode. We're so glad you are joining us tonight. Tonight I bring you Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan. Hope I'm saying that right, from the duo that you know and love as Jack and Misty. We'll chat a bit about their career and I'll also play some of their amazing songs for you tonight, including their number one hit, Tennessee Birdwalk. So we have 8 special edition episodes currently up now for all of you that have been asking me prior to the show. So you can check those out. So you can go to our website at josieshow.com and click on our special editions tab. You can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Benningfield, the Ray Price Tribute Show, and our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself and Justin Trevino and Bill Green. So please check those out.
I think you should let people know that you're talking a mile a minute because you've just eaten a lot of sugar.
Yes, thank you. That's the disclaimer, so you never know what can happen today. Just saying. But remember to stay tuned at the end of the show because I'm going to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members and what they have going on. So if you're an artist, I'll tell you how you can become a member as well to take advantage of our benefits for a whole year. You heard me correctly, a year. Wow. So now, without further ado, let me bring on my guest tonight, Jack and Misty. Let's do it. Hello, Jack and Misty, you there?
Hi, Josie.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, wet.
Yeah, we're having a little dampness, as they call it here in Florida.
Oh, man.
It's been raining for days here. I like it because it keeps it cool.
Oh, yeah, there you go. See, looking at the positives. I like that. Yeah, too.
Yeah, I'm
positive
that in the wetness in Florida. I'm in South Florida, and it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's in South Florida. It is crazy.
What part of South Florida? That's where we started out.
I'm in southern Palm Beach County.
Palm Beach County? Yeah, we made our first recordings in Miami.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, check that out. Small world. But I want to get to know you guys a little bit better because I have just been looking forward to having both of you on because you guys are so, so talented and I love your songs. Big
fan. Well, thank you.
Yes. So first off, I want to start with the obvious question. We all want to know, did you guys each make music prior to meeting each other, or when you guys met each other, then you started with the career? How did it work for you?
Well, let me give you it was a series of improbable coincidences that we even met, because we were both born in the same hospital in Buffalo, New York, and we both lived in Ohio for a while later on. We had never met, and then down in Miami, we finally met and got together. And so it was just one coincidence after another. As a matter of fact, we both had parents with the same first names and sisters with the same first names, both born in May in the same hospital.
Maybe we're brother and sister.
Yeah.
You never know. That is hilarious. That is a coincidence. Fate. I like it. Very nice story. So, but I'm glad that you guys performed together because your voices both, like, mesh so well together. It's kind of funny.
Well, thank you.
So,
when we started out in Miami, we started out, Misty and I were both recording individually, and then it just occurred to us one day to record together. So actually our first recording session together as a duet was in Nashville in 1967.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. We're glad you did. Trust me. But what I'm wondering is, do you guys still do things separately, or are you guys just, you know, you guys do things together
now? Yeah, we sing together. And in fact, we just got through the recording session up in Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, it turned out great. I mean, I was surprised, you know, because usually a lot of singers who have been around a while, they have that shakiness in their voice and all that kind of stuff, you know, and I feel sorry for them. But I think from not over-screaming, I think it saved our voices, too.
Yeah, we you got two of those songs, I think, from that session that we sent up there, so they'll the audience will be able to hear those later.
Mm-hmm, yeah, which I'm totally looking forward to as well, to play those for everybody. So we'll play those in, like, just a second.
Okay.
So that's really, really cool. Yeah, thank you for sending those to us.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. And what I was wondering is...
a lot of good things about your show, Josie. I've been hearing about it from everybody.
Thank you. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. I've heard so much about both of you that I was just so excited to finally get the chance to talk to you.
We sent out a mass mailing about us being on the show tonight, so we'll probably get a lot of our fans out there tuning in.
Awesome. Well, I mean, you guys came to the right place, because I'm going to ask a lot of cool, fun questions and also play music. So, I mean, what's better than that?
Okay. Ask away.
Exactly. It's a win-win. I like it. And what I was wondering, though, is, you know, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? I mean, you know, who do you guys look up to?
Roger Miller is probably my favorite artist. He was a big influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
And Misty just sounds like Misty. I don't know whether she was influenced by
I was influenced. I was influenced by Dusty Springfield. I thought she had a great voice. And I was influenced by Peggy Lee. And, of course, that goes way back, of course. And but mainly, believe it or not, the Everly Brothers.
No, they're the
Everly
Brothers.
Yeah, that's true.
Very nice.
But I like their harmony and the way they did it, you know. And so I got a little bit of ideas from them. And then I liked Mary Ford and...
Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Les Paul. But then I liked, in the country field, I really liked... Oh, I can't think of her name.
Dottie West.
You're reading my mind.
Yeah.
Yes. Dottie West. She was phenomenal.
You know, in a book, they said that your phrasing is like Willie Nelson. They said you were doing you were doing it before he was. Misty's the first female in country music to produce a number one record.
Wow.
So she's a
now
pioneer.
That's an accomplishment.
Pioneer producer. Well, she co-produced it with me.
Well, thank you, honey.
Wow. I love it. That's an accomplishment. Check that out.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So I like that you guys have a really nice mix of different people that you listen to. You know? It's important.
Yeah, well, we listen to not only country, we listen to all kinds of music. We absorb a little from each one, you know, and it all shows up in our music somewhere.
Yeah, you're a fan of music in general. That's how I am, too.
Yeah. When we first got in country music, they said, "Are you really country?" And we'd say, "Yes, everybody else is playing it wrong."
Well, you know...
there you go.
The reason they asked, though, is because I used to play jazz piano. And, I do that, too. And mainly because I liked people like Oscar Peterson, and
Earl Garner
and all those people.
Actually, when our records went dry in the 1980s, our country records sort of faded out. We didn't have a major label anymore. We went to New York and played jazz for about three years and enjoyed that, and then went back to country music again.
I love that. I really do. And I mean, as you mentioned, Misty, you're into a bunch of instruments. I can't even. So please just tell us. I understand that, you know, at the start you would hook up a bunch of instruments to play, so you guys didn't really exactly need a band. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I had six keyboards, and I had one on the right of me, which was a clavinet, and a Boss Echo on there, and a foot pedal, and it turned into a Les Paul guitar sound.
Yeah.
And then on top, I had an a
analog synthesizer.
Well. Yeah, analog, and so I was playing a fiddle on that with my small finger up at the top. Then in the middle, I had a string section. I'd play harmony with the one hand. In other words, I'd have to play with the thumb on the string section, and then up on the one on top, I'd have to play the melody. And then I had a organizer, an organ that sounded like a Hammond B3. And then over on the left,
and the Rhodes piano.
And and the Rhodes piano on the left. So, anyway, needless to say, all the guys that had to hook up our stuff, they would sometimes hook them up wrong and in the wrong keys, and right in the middle of the show, I'd have to say, "Hey, wait a minute, guys," you know. And so I'd have to get up and replug them in, and the foot pedals and the whole bit, you know.
Oh, that is.
And then
funny.
When they would change me, huh?
Oh, I was just go ahead. I was just going to say. I mean, you must be a multitasker to be able to put your fingers in the different places.
Yeah, multitask, split personality.
Yeah, I got that too. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I played mainly. I was originally a piano player. I played organ and bass behind Misty. She played all the lead. And sometimes I'd play slide guitars on her records.
Yeah, but the organ you played sounded like strings.
Yeah.
You played mainly strings and horns.
I could get strings and horns and violins.
Yeah. We were doing yesterday what they're doing today, and the new keyboards they have out now, my complaint about them is they have so many sounds on them, and you only really need about three or four out of them. And so that's why I had my setup, and Jack set the whole thing up for me.
We always had a band with us, though, because you needed a drummer and everything, or it didn't sound right, you know. I was not a big fan of drum machines.
Right. Wow. I mean, you guys play so many different instruments. And I mean, did you guys still teach yourself, or did you guys take lessons growing up? I mean, how do you learn all those different kind of instruments? You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you. I started playing when I was 5 years old. And my mother played piano, and I would sit down next to her and watch her. Well, she thought that I needed piano lessons when I was 9, and she had to fire all the piano teachers because I played by ear. And I'd listen to a classical song, you know, like Chopin's Polonaise, and have to play that in A-flat, you know, which I did do. But I would listen to the music and then replay it, and that's how I learned. I was self-taught.
But
I believe Jack was, too.
Misty was let out of the school orchestra in high school because she wasn't playing more than was on the sheet music.
Yeah, and they put me on timpani drums, which was very, very boring.
And I'm self-taught, too. I used to write for big orchestras up there because I took courses on it. And I made my living around New York. We're from Buffalo, so I made my living around there writing band arrangements for the other acts, you know. So I can't read fast enough to sight read, but I could write music pretty fast.
Yeah, but you play good, though. You do.
But we know our chord changes. We know our chord changes and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like music is in your bones. I mean, you guys know how to do all that. It's really cool.
I was producing an R&B session in Nashville one time for an R&B singer that we know, and I wrote a 13th chord in the chart by a mistake. I hadn't thought ahead, and one of the players in the session said, "We don't play 13th chords here." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Okay, then. Some of you play a 6th, and the rest of you play a 7th."
Okay, then. That's funny. That's funny. But it sounds really, 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 really cool. I mean, you guys really got your stuff together. And, I mean, your music is just amazing. And, I mean, the current music that you have out right now, including your album One More Song Together, can you tell us a little bit about that album and where we can find it, where we can purchase it? Where can we get the deets on that one?
Okay. You can download the album or the individual tracks from CD Baby. And if you want the CD itself, the physical CD, and autographed by us, you go to our homepage, jackandmisty.net, and click on the order form. There's a little button that says order form. and you can order it there, and we'll send the CD autographed.
Perfect. That's awesome.
JackandMisty.net. You spell out the and, you know, JackandMisty.net.
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. JackandMisty.net, everyone. That's your one-stop shop. You can get their current album, One More Song Together, and we'll post your website on all of our pages, too. So it's just a click away, and they can just find all your stuff.
Yeah.
That's very easy.
Appreciate that.
Yes. Anytime. So wait, I just got a message here that was just put here. Brian Collins says hello, and that that you're just so nice, such nice people, and so talented. Yeah.
He's from Mega Records.
We like Brian's a lot. He was he's a tremendous singer. Didn't he do Statue of a Fool?
He did Statue of a Fool, and also I believe he sang She's Having My Baby.
No, I'm having her baby.
That's funny.
You can take that so many ways.
I don't know who did that, but anyway, he was a great singer, and he was on the same label with us, so we got to know him kind of well. And we've always admired.
He also wanted to thank you for allowing him to tour with you guys.
He was a sweetheart. He really was. Still is.
Yeah. I'm glad that they said that that he sent that message to us. I'm glad I was able
to. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
Small world.
You know, I'm so excited, I have to say, because we're about to play your song, Tennessee Birdwalk. And this song was a number one hit for you guys on the country U.S. and country Canada charts. Can you first off tell us about that achievement? Wow.
Well, it was number 23 on the pop charts, too, in Billboard. But it was number one country. I wrote the song in about 20 minutes. And Misty came home from I was sitting on the porch with the guitar writing it. And she came home from buying some groceries or something and came in, and I sang it to her, and we both couldn't stop laughing.
No, I dropped the groceries all over the floor.
That's
and,
funny.
But, you know, we were on Mercury Records at the time, and we asked the record company, we begged them not to put out Tennessee Birdwalk because we thought we were love song singers and we didn't want to have our image spoiled, you know?
Well, you want to know something. The real true story is Tennessee Birdwalk would have never come out if I hadn't had the words in my pocket. And we were through with the four-song section, and all the guys were starting to pack up and go home, but they grabbed a beer, you know, at the end of the session. And anyway, they heard the song, and I said, Jack, let's do it. And that's how the song came to be. Otherwise, I don't think we'd have never had a hit.
It was taken, we rehearsed it once, one run through in one take. In fact, most of our sessions, we never did overdubbing like other artists. We produce our own records, we always have. But we like to have all the musicians and singers there at once, like a big party.
Yeah, the feeling.
And we just usually take the first take.
Wow, that is so cool. I love this song. I heard it before we started the show, and I really want to play it right now, Tennessee Birdwalk, and let's play it. Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Tennessee Birdwalk by Jack and Misty, and we'll be right back with them in just a moment. Here we go.
When they play,
we hit the button. Hopefully it plays.
Okay.
Back it up. There we go.
Take away the trees and the birds will have to sit upon the ground. Home. Take away their wings and the birds will have to walk to get around. And take away the bird bats and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. Take away their feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. Take away their and the birds will have to whisper when they sing. And take away their common sense and they'll be headed southward in the spring. Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the ball-headed birds are whispering everywhere. Them walking southward in their dirty underwear, this Tennessee bird walk.
birds won't have to sit upon the ground. And how about some wings so the birds won't have to walk to get around? And how about a bird bath or two so the birds will all be clean? And how about some feathers so their underwear no longer will be seen? How about a so the birds won't have to whisper when they sing? And how about some common sense so they won't be blocking traffic in the spring? Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the ball-headed birds are whispering everywhere. When you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, that's Tennessee Bird Walk. 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 That's Tennessee Bird Walk.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Tennessee Bird Walk by Jack and Misty, and we're back with them right now. So I know you gave us your website, jackandmisty.net, but also can you give us some social networking sites so people can chat with you, keep up with your latest news? What's the best places?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page with 5,000 friends on it. And all you have to do is just put up in the search there for Jack Blanchard or Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan or whatever, and you find our we have a band page and a personal page.
And we're on YouTube on there.
Oh, YouTube, yeah. We have about 250,000 views on YouTube.
The Dick Clark American Bandstand's on there. WSM, we were on Music Hall America, Nashville Now, and
Pop Goes the Country, all those shows.
Yeah,
the Mike Douglas
Mike
show
Douglas
with
show,
Jackie Gleason and everybody. But if you could just look up Jack and Misty and go to YouTube, you'll find our channel. And there are about 20 good videos on there.
It's off a photo bucket, isn't it, Jack?
No. It's YouTube, and we have our own channel there. And this one video of us with Ralph Emery and Tanya Tucker, we were doing Tennessee Bird Walk Live, where Misty was playing all those parts with the instruments. And that's gotten 200,000 and some views so far.
Oh, yeah. I seen it. I just typed in, and you guys could do this at home right now, on YouTube. If you type in Jack and Misty in the little search bar, it says Tennessee Birdwalk, our original number one hit on TV.
Yeah.
Awesome. With Tanya Tucker and Ralph Emery. So check it out, people. 204,000 views. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Check it out. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Very, very nice. So perfect. YouTube, Facebook. We'll post all those links after the show. Very easy. But remember, jackandmisty.net. Make sure you go to that website as well. So now I understand. I think this is so, so cool. I understand that there is a book out now titled In Harmony about your story. So can you tell us about that and where we can find it for purchase? Tell us the deets about that.
Yeah, well, it's on Amazon. It's In Harmony, and it's written by an author named Maura Carter, M-O-R-A-G-H. It's sort of a Celtic way of pronouncing the name, Maura Carter, and it's called In Harmony, Biography of Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan. We don't have anything to do. We don't sell them. In fact, Misty and I are busy writing our own book right now, but it's a nice one.
She did a real good job on it. She started off as a fan. And now she's a real close friend in the family, so anyway, she really wanted to do it, you know. So we said, "Go ahead, be our guest." Anyway, she did do a very, very good job on it. So
very nice. I'll have to read it because I think that's amazing. And Amazon is so easy to just, you know, buy books like that. And also, I mean, in the works, maybe, like you said, you guys will be writing your own story. That's very exciting.
Yeah, we're going to be writing a real exciting book, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to be exactly a biography like in chronological order. It's going to be a bunch of our strangest adventures, some funny, some spooky, and in no particular order. But the tentative title that we've got right now, I'm not sure whether it'll be it, is Tennessee Birdwalk. What a ride.
I like that.
Very true.
I like that. That's very nice. Very cool.
Well, thank you.
That's something that we can look forward to. Yeah, perfect. I'm definitely going to check out both books. Very nice. And make sure you guys do too, Amazon In Harmony by Maura Carter. And
yeah,
so,
she's really good, and she'll autograph it for him. And she lives in England.
Yes, she lives in England.
Oh, wow, England.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, she lives in Nantwich, England. In fact, she's coming over here tomorrow. And
she comes over to visit us a couple of times a year.
Yeah.
Wow, what a coincidence that I just asked that, and you're going to be seeing her tomorrow. That's very nice. Very, very cool. Yeah. So I really quick here, I want to play your next song here. Hopefully it starts right up. Sorry about that little techie error. These things live. You never know what's happening.
I hope I don't say anything bad while I'm waiting.
No. You're good. So let's play this. I'm excited. Let's play Just One More Song Together by Jack and Misty, and we'll be right back with them in just a moment.
Okay.
Recording is from our new session that we just did a few months ago, and that's one of the ones on our new album. And Yeah, it's the first time we've been in a studio to record a session in a while, so we were a little nervous about it. Once we got in there, those musicians were so good. It just made it easy for us.
Yeah, they were great.
We once
recorded that song when we were on Epic and Columbia Records, and they put in 16 strings from the Nashville Symphony, and it was pretty. But I kind of like this more country, clean one myself.
I agree. I love it. I mean, I love all of your songs. I think you guys just sound so great together, and your voices are just pure and just amazing, and everyone of all ages can enjoy it. Just has a great beat to it.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And, you know, other than the book that you guys mentioned, are you currently working on any other projects or in the future that you'd like to do or that you are going to do? Can you tell us some projects that you might be working on?
Yeah, well, I write a newspaper column, and I have to get out one or two of them every week, and so that keeps me pretty busy. And Misty and I are rehearsing out there. We get occasional calls for concerts, but if they're not too far away and it won't cost too much to get there and back so that we have to quote them a big price, we do that. We don't do as many concerts as we used to, but we do the ones that we think we can come home with a little bit of money.
Well, in other words, if they had them lined up, like if they had maybe four or five concerts in a row, then it would be to our advantage and to everybody else's advantage.
Yeah, you could make some money that way.
Yeah. But if you only go out, like we had a call a couple of weeks ago from Canada, and they wanted us to come over there for one show, you know. But if we would have had maybe four or five shows in a row, that would have really helped. So help everybody.
And another thing we do now with our concerts when we do it is they have to provide the orchestra and the PA system and everything. We just usually bring one keyboard a piece or maybe two, and same with their bands. Because we don't have a road band anymore. We don't have a bunch of roadies, so we just we'll fly with our plane with our little keyboards and work with their band,
little keyboards.
Their band and their equipment
weighs a ton. No, the thing of it is, if they have the keyboard that I play at home, you know, if they could have it up there on the stage, I could do that too.
If I can get through the inspection at the airport with my long hair, I look like I always wanted to go through the airport with a bowling ball with Acme Bomb Company painted on it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, Jack.
Oh, that is funny.
Knock it off.
That is hilarious. So funny. I mean, I love it, and I can't wait to see what you guys have up your sleeves next. I mean, if people have any requests to have you come or whatever to their place, I mean, if we hear some good ones for you, I definitely will keep you in contact, just in case you want to try something.
We have a fan line here. We have a fan line here at our house, too, a telephone line where fans can call in. It's 407-330-1611. 407-330-1611. That's a line we just keep for fans only.
Perfect. And you can, you know, answer questions and, you know, requests and all that other fun stuff for that.
Oh yeah.
Awesome. We do screen the calls before they come in, so we know it's not a bill collector.
Right. We do that here too, because you never know. That is funny. You have to. We posted the number in the chat room for everyone. And there is also a chat room question. Prior to making music, was Jack a comedian? Because you are a funny
guy. God. Yes, he was. I'll tell you a real short story. I was in a nightclub, and it was called Raymond's, and it was down in Miami. It was over near Miami Beach. And I went in there. And I was sitting with my boyfriend or whatever, and Jack was up there, and he had his glasses to one side. He was wearing glasses, and he doesn't anymore. And and he was telling some off-color jokes. And the boyfriend I was with, he said, "Boy, he's a jerk." And I got real mad at him. I said, "No, he's not. I like him, you know." But that's how I met him. But then he was working at a place called the Copa Lounge, which was out in Hollywood, Florida. And I mm-hmm. went in there one night on my night off because I was playing a club down the street. I was doing the piano thing, you know, singing. And I went in there looking for another job because I was unhappy with that job. And
right.
all of a sudden, here comes Jack walking in, and the owner of the nightclub where Jack worked said to me, "I already have an entertainer, Jack Blanchard, and he's great." And I was really embarrassed, but I got a spaghetti dinner out of it. So.
And you got me out of it.
Yes, I did.
I had in that club, I had dinner with Joe DiMaggio. That seems unreal to me.
Yeah.
Well, do you know, before all that happened, though, I thought about it, and I turned down a lot of things. And Dagmar, which goes way back, she was a lot older than me. She was, I guess she was about 65 or 70 years old then. And she
right.
wanted to take me to California, and she wanted me to be a singer, you know, movie star, whatever. And I turned it down because I had a daughter. And
right.
I said, "I'm sorry, but I can't because I have a baby." And stupid, you know. But still, I love my baby. And she mm-hmm. looked at me and laughed. She said, "Load up, honey." And she had these big, huge paper bags. And she worked for Revlon Company, and she owned half of it. And,
wow.
Oh, yeah, I ran into a lot of deals. And I turned them
yeah.
all down because of my daughter.
We went to one time Mercury Records. We were with every major label in Nashville. We were with Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
We were with United Artists. We were with London Records. We were with RCA.
Epic
and,
Columbia.
and
yeah.
Epic and Columbia
yeah.
and all those. Mm-hmm. We for some reason, we didn't seem to be staying anywhere. But Mercury
mm-hmm.
sent us to California to be on the Lawrence Welk show, and I thought, you know, we looked like hippies in those days. And I didn't know whether that was going to work out right. And we walked into the office of Lawrence Welk's producer, and it was upstairs over the brown derby out there. And
mm-hmm.
He got one look at my haircut, and he said, "This isn't going to work." and so we called up our record company, Mercury, and they made a change, and they switched us over to do Dick Clark's American Bandstand instead, which turned out great. And Lawrence Welk had Guy and Rawlness sing Tennessee Birdwalk.
Yeah.
So everybody was happy.
Oh, there you go. Wow. People love the long hair, though. Now, people love it. So.
Well, the Lawrence Welk office was really weird. I mean, you walk in there, when
mm-hmm.
you don't see a footprint on the rug, you know he's not doing any business. And
right.
and it was all velvet and gold and all this kind of stuff, and very cold and very icy. And I knew right from the get-go wasn't going to work. And,
you know,
right.
I don't want to take anybody's thunder away, but Misty and I were the first outlaws.
Yeah.
The record company had to send bodyguards with us because a lot of the disc jockeys back in those days, they looked at me funny.
Right.
And I was then Waylon Jennings and all those guys started dressing like we were, like I was. And Waylon
mm-hmm.
Looked like me from the back. He had the long hair, and he was wearing a leather vest and jeans and cowboy boots. And we were doing a show together, and Misty thought it was me. She walked up and patted him on the butt.
That was behind. Now, wait a minute. You got
now, that's a good story. That's funny.
Well, the drapes were awesome.
At least that's her story.
No.
Memories.
He was handsome, boy.
Oh my gosh.
He used to walk around town during the fanfare, and he'd wear the guitar just like Jack. And I couldn't tell the two of them apart there for a while, you know. And
right.
it was really weird. But anyway, Waylon Jennings, he was a loner too, but he was a terrific guy, real terrific guy to work with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. Jackie started it first.
Yeah.
Very funny. Very good story. And, oh, there's another question here that I want to get to. They have it here. Scrolling. Stephen Rummy asks, what advice do you have for up-and-coming artists? Well, that's a good question.
Okay. What I would say is find out what everybody else is doing and do something different.
That's right. Be your own self. Have your own style. And also, they all seem to, not all of them, but a lot of them, they think beauty is the only thing. Well, you got to have both. You've got to be talented.
A lot of ugly people are good singers.
Yeah, that's
true. It doesn't matter.
And, but, huh?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you look like, it doesn't matter. It's a voice.
I know. And you do see, like we met, what was her name, Jack, on the last trip up there up in Nashville. She was in the restaurant, Taylor Swift,
yeah.
She's real sweet. Mm-hmm. I just like her because she wrote a song that was really terrific.
And she was treating everybody around her very nice, the customers that wanted autographs and pictures and things like that.
She's a real sweet girl.
And Misty and I felt a little left out. We were having lunch in the next booth there. As we walked out, two booths full of people said, "Hey, there's Jack and Misty," and they waved to us, so we felt better.
And we were shocked, though, that they knew us. So,
look
sort of the same, you know. I kept my black hair, which, you know, God Almighty, you know, the dye thing. And but anyway, I still keep the black hair. But it's a weird thing. If I'm alone, nobody knows who I am. But when the two of us walk down the street, it's a different story. It still goes today. It's weird,
wow.
You know.
Yeah, I have
weird.
They say that back in the days when we were starting out in Nashville and we could walk up and down Music Row and you could walk into offices and people would listen to you. But there were a lot of pitfalls back then, too. It wasn't as easy as it seems. I think that the thing that I went to a couple of these songwriters nights in Nashville. Misty and I went to them a year or two ago. And there were five songwriters up there. They were all good, but they were all playing the same strange chords, sort of like Simon and Garfunkel chords. They weren't country chords. And they were all ending on some chord that didn't have anything to do with the song. And I think it's a good idea. My advice would be stop copying each other.
That's true. It sounds like the same pattern dress. When you make a dress, you want to make different patterns. Well, it's the same thing, I think, with singing, you know, and stuff like that.
Most everybody that's ever become a big star had something of their own that was different.
Yeah. And,
right.
But I don't think anybody had Afro wigs, though, that they wore on stage like we did.
Yeah, we would try anything. We went on Misty had an Afro wig. It's a wonder it didn't get caught in a ceiling fan.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny. That is funny.
In
Be yourself. Be yourself, because, I mean, the most unique thing and the thing that you're most embarrassed about is probably going to be the thing that people will remember about you.
Sure.
That's what my mom always tells me.
Well, you know what? We got through. We got thrown out of a restaurant because of our hair.
And our money, our music was on the jukebox.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's
That's
true.
Insane.
I know.
That's insane.
I know. They take it face value. That's no good.
No, it isn't. It really isn't. And, I mean, as you guys mentioned before, you guys have been with such great, you know, record labels, Mercury, Epic, Columbia, I mean, so much more, I mean. I mean, I'm sure that you guys met a lot of amazing people as well while you're working. So who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you and your career? I'm going to get to some fun questions here.
Well, as I said before, with me is Roger Miller, and then Tom T. Hall and I used to hang around quite a bit.
And Cass Elliott. I loved her.
Cass Elliott, Mama Cass with the Mamas and Papas, and so many people were
the Iron Butterfly. So
many people were nice to us, you know. We worked with all the country people. We liked Burl Haggard. We worked with him quite a bit. We worked a series of duet. It was called the Duet Tour, and it was Tammy Wynette, George Jones, Jack Green, and G.D. Seely, and Misty and me. And that was fun working around Florida and Alabama and all those places, and they were all nice people. We just got along like a family. Archie Campbell was one of our best friends, and Grandpa Jones, we had fun with them.
And then there was Little Jimmy Dickens, and, you know, he was cute, you know, and he's still on Hee Haw and everything. But, no, we met a lot of people. We worked with all of them.
Let me tell you
what. Dottie West.
We were playing in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Chastain Park Amphitheater. It was Boots Randolph's show. Roy Clark was on it. and met Grandpa Jones and Archie Campbell and a bunch of people and us.
Tell the story about.
We were all staying at a big hotel there, and they had a party on closing night, and in the hotel, and there was a big long table full of food and drinks out there, and everybody's in there, and except Jerry Reed. And all of a sudden, he came through like a gust of wind. He was down one length of that table full of food and drinks, and back out the other friend and say, waving goodbye. And then
happened over the order.
And then a few minutes later, we heard sirens, and an ambulance pulled up, and some medics came in with a stretcher, and Roy Clark got on the stretcher, and they took him to the airport because he was late for a plane.
Oh my gosh! Are you serious?
He pretended he was sick.
Oh my gosh! Oh, you guys must have just been like, "What is going on here?" That is funny. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
can't be late. That's funny. So you guys have met a lot of interesting people and have so many cool stories that we could do this for days. This interview,
yeah.
You guys got a lot of really awesome stories. And you know what I'm wondering is, while you're not working and you guys are at home relaxing, what do you guys like to do? Some hobbies when you're not working on your music.
Actually, we're just so into music, but that's all we do.
That's all we do. And
really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once in a while, I dust the palm tree out there in the Florida room.
We have a palm tree in our house, yeah.
You know?
Ooh, cool.
We have a music room there where we go out and jam, you know.
No, I do a thing on the side. I do photography.
Oh,
and I go out, and, yeah, I found, I like to take pictures of old sheds that you hardly see anymore, you know, the tobacco signs on them that they used to have up in Tennessee.
You have a lot of nice moody pictures, honey.
Yes, thank you. And so I took a picture of a house the other day, and about a year ago. And this house at one time looked like a happy home, you know.
Yeah.
And but it was for sale, and it was all run down and everything else.
And the weeds were all growing up around it.
Yeah, anyway, I framed it just the other day, and I took that picture. Mm-hmm. And then I took another picture of a palm tree, you know, at night, you know, just as the sun was setting. And you could see the blue sky coming through the trees and everything, and I just love to do that.
And I'm busy writing the book and the columns that I write. I've been writing newspaper column since 1967. I was writing it for the Orlando newspaper, and then I got off it for a while. And we put out some little booklets back in those days from my columns. I got a call one day, and the voice was immediately recognizable. And he said, "This is Tom T. Hall to speak to Jack Blanchard." And I said, "Oh, hey, Tom," and he said, "I want you to write my next album cover." And I said, "How do you know what I write?" He says, "Well, I saw one of those little books of yours, and it was given to me by Loretta Lynn on an airplane." And he says, "I like that kind of thing." I said, "Well, what do you want me to write?" He says, "Just write what you do." So I wrote the back cover to his album called We All Got Together And.
Yeah.
It had that song, Me and Jesus Got a Good Thing Going, on that record.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool. You guys do so many different, you know, different things. You guys do it all. I love it.
Wow,
and, you know,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm wondering, do you, for instance, your photography, I mean, I'd love to see it. Do you guys take pictures?
Okay.
And,
okay, we'll get an email address and we'll send you some.
Yeah, we'll send you some of my pictures.
Or send links to them, which is easier, then you can either download them or whatever you want to do. You know?
In fact, I took a picture one time when we were up in Montana doing shows. And in those days, you know, the camera was different, of course. And I would take a picture of a bluff, you know. And then I'd match them all up, like I'd take maybe six pictures. And Jack was there. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I put them all together, and I put him at the end of all the six bluffs.
In other words, she made a panorama out of a bunch of different shots she took.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This sounds so cool. I'm really into that stuff. I mean, I'm not good at taking pictures, but I'm so good at looking at them. So you have to stand
like
up
it.
My way. I would love that. That's so cool.
Thank you.
And, I mean, another fun question here that we have, before we run out of time, I love this question. I want to get to it. But do you have any funny onstage moments, anything embarrassing live
in
person?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. When you're live, anything could happen. So.
Okay. We were doing a fireman's picnic up in New York,
yes.
And
mm-hmm.
it was pouring rain. And so, mm-hmm. anyway, I was wearing a crepe dress.
A mini skirt,
because I wore hot pants then, you know, and jackets. Well, anyway,
right.
it was pouring rain, and the dress kept shrinking. I had
oh
to run
gosh.
In the rain into the firehouse. The guys were all the firemen were playing cards, and they said, "We won't look."
With
one finger over their eye, and I had to run in there. But that was one embarrassing moment.
Hey, we only got two more songs, I think, and I don't want to cut into our music.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, we have time. We're going to actually put those on when you guys leave, so we're good.
Oh, I see.
We're good with that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I think I have to thank you guys so, so much for coming on and sharing your stories and chatting with us. And it was beyond a pleasure and honor to get to know you guys.
Well, you really got a good style as a host, too.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
Thank you. I just talk. I don't really.
Well, you do.
I just have fun talking to people.
You sort of drag it out of people. You know, it's good.
Yeah, you really do. We really enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm glad. And you guys, whenever you have anything else you'd like to promote, please give us a call, and we'd love to help you out with anything. Just let us know.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. And we're going to play your music here. So thank you, everyone. Jack and Misty, you two are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honey. Okay.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Beautiful. Such great people with amazing stories. I had so much fun talking with Jack and Misty. They're beyond awesome, and their stories were just amazing. I had so much fun listening. I didn't even want to talk. I was just listening. I'm like, this is amazing. But, yeah, so like they said, we have a lot of music here. We have a couple more songs here to play. So I am going to actually play Somewhere in Virginia in the Rain right now by Jack and Misty, and we'll be right back. Somewhere in Virginia in the Rain. Let's hit it.
I'm calling from somewhere in Virginia in the rain.
I never thought I'd hear your voice again.
I heard the windshield wipers calling out your name. Somewhere in Virginia in the rain. Front window's busted, got it patched with cellophane. Somewhere in Virginia in the rain.
I know it must be 2 a.m. by Blue Ridge Mountain time.
I'm here inside a phone booth underneath a lonesome pine. And I've only got 3 minutes, 'cause I'm down to my last dime.
I hope it's not too late to say I'm sorry.
Somewhere in Virginia.
Somewhere in
the
Virginia
rain.
In the rain.
Little country towns, if I woke you up, it's just to let you know somebody loves you. Somewhere in Virginia in the rain. Somewhere in Virginia in the rain. in the rain. I'm calling from somewhere in Virginia in the rain.
Love it by our wonderful guest here on the special edition, Just Show Special Edition, Jack and Misty. So now let's play their last song of the night, Louisiana Moon. I love that. Let's play it right now. Here we go.
Louisiana Moon, lay your light on me. Louisiana moon, lay your light on me. Back in New Orleans,
pick some country in Tennessee. Up in Motown, we lay down R&B. Rock those Memphis blues, 'cause we paid our dues. Back in New Orleans.
The jazz, we swung the soul, and we knocked around the good old rock and roll. Got our axes packed, baby, let's head on back, back to New Orleans.
Louisiana moon, lay your light on me.
jackandmisty.net, where you can find everything on them. And also remember they're on Facebook and YouTube. Just remember, type in Jack and Misty. Very easy. Their names. So now, as a reminder, joining us on the Josie Show this coming Friday on April 26th will be Shelby Lowe, Brady Redding, Tommy Horan, and Catfish Hooker. And our next two special edition episodes will be on May 6th with Tia Goins. Then on May 13th, I bring you Tony Booth. So now, let me tell you about our Josie Show VIP members. I want to talk a little bit about Vince Anthony for a minute. So Vince is an amazing, incredible artist with outstanding music, a great band, and a super team. He does many live performances. However, right now, his big news is a new CD out titled Too Much Honky Tonkin'. We play a couple of the songs from the CD on our station, Josie's Country Blast Radio. So you may have already heard his songs Let's Just Love Each Other Tonight, and Hold Me Again, both fantastic songs, just like all of them on a CD. And I have had the pleasure of hearing the CD on repeat over and over already, and you need to get it so you can do the same. I mean, you're going to want to put that thing on repeat, I'm telling you. So remember to get your copy of Vince Anthony's CD, and to check out his touring dates, just go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com. And our very first Josie Show VIP member, Tim Garman. When you hear on our opening jingle and his, you know, you could hear his opening jingle and hear his music played on our station as well. Tim, as you know, heard our calling about representing us country girls that don't necessarily live in the South. He wrote and recorded a song titled Chicago Country Girl that you can get right now. It's awesome. We debuted it last week, a while ago, actually. I don't even know, a while ago. Yeah, it was awesome. So you can get your copy. Just go to See Baby or Tim's website, timgarmanmusic.com. You will love the song as much as we do. It's amazing. So please check it out, Tim Garman. Now let's talk about Josie Show VIP member Larry Massey. Larry was a guest on the Josie Show. He was an incredible, incredible voice, and he has great music. He's also a great songwriter. Everyone just fell in love with his great personality and music. And you can check out more on Larry Massey by going to his Reverb Nation page at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. And our new VIP member, Wayne Jacobs, has a song playing right now on Josie's Country Blast Radio titled Rockin' in the USA. This is his new one, and it's amazing. He also has three songs in the top 10 on our radio station voted on by our listeners. So make sure you check out Wayne Jacobs' new song and all of his music at reverbnation.com/WayneJacobs. So make sure you check out that and the site for his music. Just go to waynejacobs.com to find out more about this amazing, talented artist. You'll love all of my VIP members, so please check them out. So big time thank you to Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Wayne Jacobs, and Larry Massey for becoming Josie Show VIP members. And now let me tell the rest of you artists in on the secret. This is Hush Hush, by the way. I'm kidding. So to become a Josie Show VIP member, just go to josieshow.com and click on the VIP membership tab to sign right up. It only takes a second, but the artist benefits you receive will last you a whole year long. So please check it out today. Do it. So now I want to put my producer here on the line, Tina Repassantino. Hello. We have the same last name. That's weird.
What a coincidence.
People are talking about you in the chat room.
Oh, really?
Nice things,
hopefully, right? Right. But, okay, so you
I just wanted
have,
to remind everybody
yes.
that tomorrow is Giveaway Tuesday.
Woo-woo!
Our artist of the day is our VIP member, Vince Anthony. We have got awesome stuff. Vince sent us T-shirts and hats and CDs and signed autograph pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a ton of stuff. So make sure that you start tuning in like at 6 o'clock in the morning,
yes.
Central Time tomorrow morning. We're going to play his two songs that Josie just mentioned several times throughout the day. When you hear either one of those songs at any point during the day, be the first to text in at 331-442-5833. Again, that's 331-442-5833. The first person to text in each time a song is played throughout the entire day wins. It's that easy. That's all you
have
to do.
That's simple.
Very simple. So anyways, we're really excited.
Yes.
Giveaway Tuesday tomorrow morning and throughout the entire day, so get ready for it. We've got some great things going on.
We do. Thank you so much. Couldn't have said it better myself. You're the one.
So welcome.
That it's always been a lifelong dream of yours that at your wedding you want your limousine to look like a Mario Brothers go-kart?
That actually is what I want. That's how I picture my wedding.
That would be so cool.
Like driving off, you know, just got married on the back of the Mario Kart. I mean, come on, people.
We have to be original, so, you know, we're going to have to come up with something.
Exactly. And I'm sure you're going to be all over it.
Oh, I'm all over it. You give
yeah.
me the date, the place, and a boy that I like, and I am all over it.
I'm sorry, Stephen, that she's going to be in control. I'm sorry.
I am all over
mm-hmm.
that. Okay.
You know she's going to be in, yeah. Mm-mm.
Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that worries me is anyone that knows Josie will know that when it comes time for someone to, like, put put her garter on, or, well, take it off, because it's the groom that puts it on. But that poor guy that has to go and take the garter off, she's just going to kick him in the head. You know that's going to happen.
What? I don't know what weddings you go to. We're not doing any of that. There isn't anything going on, anything going off. We don't do those kind of things.
Yeah,
we'll hop around, we'll do the bunny dance. Everybody will have a nice day and go home.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. But anyhow, this is taking a really interesting
Yeah,
twist.
But her wedding
Oh, you're crazy. Anyway, I just want to thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in tonight. I'll see you right back here on Friday. So remember, sometimes you have to turn your world upside down to chase your dreams. However, remember to make good friends along the way and enjoy the whole journey. Those are my parting words, as always. Good night, everyone.